stacking up losses, I'm handing them out, yeah, I had to go delegate. It feel like I'm floating, I'm lost in the moment, that's why I can never take. They never believed that I would really fly. I had to go demonstrate, I had to set them straight. When you elevate, stacking up losses, I'm handing them out, yeah, I had to go delegate.
What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the Mindset Cafe podcast. It's your boy, Devin, and as always, we got your Thursday brew, your little Thursday thunder, little Thursday shot of espresso, whatever you want to call it. But today's topic is actually off of a request about in the Mindset Community Facebook group. So if you guys aren't a part of the Mindset Community on Facebook, it's a free group. Make sure you go in and join it. It's a public group, so just go to Facebook and search the Mindset Cafe. It should pop up. But that group is just to connect and serve as an extension of the podcast. I know we're doing the Friday Night Lives and everything like that, but the community page is where you can get help from others. You can get a different perspective on different mindset shift tools and skills and topics, as well as those motivational quotes that everyone loves. But today's topic is about having a bad day. What do you do when you have a bad day? And I want to start off by saying that if you have a bad day and you tell yourself you have a bad day, you're looking at it wrong, right? I don't have bad days. Now, that's not saying I maybe don't have a bad minute or a bad hour, but the overall construct of the day isn't a bad day. It's only a bad day if you let that bad minute, that bad 5 minutes, or that bad hour ruin the rest of your day and sit at the top of your mind for the entire day. So you have to realize that, yes, there's going to be bumps in the road in your day, but holding on to them and letting it ruin the rest of your day is just unnecessary. If you're letting that little instant hold that much weight over the entirety of your day, now, yeah, you're going to have a bad day because you haven't let go of the one thing that happened this morning. And now you're talking about it and thinking about it and bringing it up and like it's done, it's over with. Now, the other part to the request for this topic was what happens when you don't wake up feeling motivated or feeling, you know, 100% and ready to go. Is that considered a bad day? No. I don't wake up every single day wanting to kill the day and, you know, start up jumping and all peppy and ready to go. But you have to realize that when those days do occur, it's not that you're about to have a bad day, or that's not that your day is going to be tougher than others. The start might be a little bit tougher, but that's why it's important, like we've talked about in the past, on having a deeper meaning and a deeper purpose behind what you're doing. If you're just doing it for the extrinsic values or the praise of others, then you're doing it for the wrong reasons. And when those days that you wake up not feeling like you're ready to go and, you know, you want to, you know, crush the day, you're not going to have any juice in the tank to kind of push you through that, because your purpose and your reasoning about behind why you're doing it is superficial. So you have to make sure that you're finding out what is the true purpose of you doing what you're doing. What is the true purpose of you getting to your goal? And if you don't know what that is, it needs some self-reflection, because that's what's going to allow you to continue to push through those days that you just don't feel like it, that you feel like you're having the start of a bad day, that you feel unmotivated, uninspired, and you just want to stay in bed and, you know, rest the rest of the day. So make sure you find your purpose and dig deep. And if a bump does happen in the road throughout the day, realize that's natural. That happens to everybody. But you shouldn't let it affect the rest of your day when the event that happened was only a minute long, maybe even less than that, 30 seconds. Someone cut you off with road rage and now, or someone cut you off, now you have road rage, and now you're thinking about that for the next hour. It's like, you just ruined that whole instance was milliseconds, and now you just wasted an hour contemplating on everything that just happened, right? Just let it go. It is what it is, and now move forward. So I want you to change the perspective of having bad days to having a bad minute, a bad hour, a bad half hour, right? And then you basically wipe the slate clean and you keep going on to the next task. In one of the podcasts coming up with one of our guests, we were basically talking about how sometimes if you're doing something and you're starting to get burnt out, you just change what you're doing for a little bit and then come back to it. Same thing with a bad day, right? If you're feeling like you're in a rut or you're getting frustrated with what you're doing, change what you're doing for a second. Go outside for a walk or, you know, do a different task and then come back to it, what you were doing before, and then come back to it with a new lens and a new energy to the table. And that should alleviate that feeling of a bad day or, you know, that unmotivated push. So I hope that helps a little bit. Make sure you guys go ahead and follow the Mindset Cafe community on Facebook and connect with the other individuals in the group. We're all here to help each other and grow personally. And we can do that through helping others and others helping us, right? So if you find the community that basically helps push you to better yourself, then in turn, you're going to be better than you were yesterday. So make sure you guys share this with a friend that has mentioned that they've had bad days. Make sure you guys leave that review. And like always, I appreciate you guys. Love y'all. And I'll see you guys tomorrow on the Friday Night Live.